step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes, your 950 KJR Sports Headlines.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. Headlines on Softy and Dick on a busy Wednesday afternoon. Brought to you by our friends and buddies, Gertie's and Glass. It's always 420 at Buddies, baby.
16 yards!
Let's go with some news in the NFL. The Patriots trading the 2019 Defensive Player of the Year, cornerback Stephon Gilmore, to Carolina. Pat's got a 2023 sixth-round pick, and Pete Carroll today saying, the Eskridge out again tomorrow against the Rams.
Max Scherzer and Adam Wainwright get the ball tonight. The Dodgers host the Cardinals in the NL wildcard game. Dodgers finished with the best home record in baseball at 53-28. They won their last 15 at Dodger Stadium, but the Cardinals closed the year 19-3 to sneak into the playoffs.
So that's the opposite of what the Padres did.
Yes.
The Padres ended the year 7-21, and they fired their manager, J.C. Tingler, after the San Diego Padres finished 79-83 and 28 games behind the Giants in the NL West.
The Nets remain unclear on Kyrie Irving's intentions on getting vaccinated, and they've made no decision yet on whether they will allow him to be a part-time player because he will be ineligible for home games if he doesn't get the vaccine.
Unvaccinated folks.
National League wild card game is tonight. Cardinals-Dodgers, you already mentioned that. Boston wins over the Yankees yesterday. Red Sox get Tampa in game one of the ALDS tomorrow. You ready for a little Petros today? Sure.
It's time for our weekly conversation with college football analyst Petros Papadakis.
Not that I'm a smart guy, I'm stupid.
Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
41 yards.
If you're hurt in an accident, call Sweet James right away at 800-500-5200. Sweet James will be sweet to you, but tough on insurance companies that will bully you.
Baruch atah Adonai, Baruch atah Ushalom.
And now, with Petros, here's Dave Softy Mueller.
Losers.
All righty, here we go. Every Wednesday, 4:05, we get to talk to, I believe, one of the greatest media influencers in the history of talk radio and certainly in the history of Southern California, our buddy Petros Papadakis, courtesy of
Sweet James Bergener, the dense beard of justice. Nobody will take care of you after you've been in an accident. Your insurance company will defecate upon you. They will do nothing to help you retrieve the medical care you need, the money you've lost, to be compensated for your car to get fixed. Sweet James will hold that insurance company accountable, those bastards. 800-500-5200 is the number. They're open 24/7, and you don't pay till you settle. 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
41 yards.
How are you? What's going on with you? Talk to me. You sound like you're distracted or
What do you mean distracted? Well, I just did the Sweet James commercial for you. How do you know I'm distracted?
Because I can tell by the tone of your voice.
Oh, would you stop?
Something's going on with you. Are you nervous about the Dodgers? What's going
on? No, God, no.
Yeah? What's happening then?
I couldn't care less.
Problems at home? Wife nagging you?
Well, the kids are terrible people.
They're not even really people yet, to be honest with you.
Oh, God, are they just
What's
monsters?
Going on with the kids? Vent.
No, everything's Vent. Fine. No, everything is okay. This is just the time of the year where it's a bit of a slog. You know, I don't really get to see my family as much as I want, my extended family. I don't get to see my friends or get drunk like I want. And I don't get to watch my old movies or buy my music or do any stuff like that. So I just get all footballed out, which, as you know, I don't enjoy that much, and I lose some of my inspiration.
Yeah. When you say your extended family, like you don't get to see your...
My parents.
Your cousin Achilles or your uncle Astro?
I don't have a cousin Achilles.
Okay.
Have you read The Iliad?
No, are you kidding me?
You should do it. It's awesome.
There is no chance that's happening.
Like, there's a great moment in The Iliad and the penguin translation,
right,
where Achilles is standing over a guy.
Yeah.
Because Achilles is, he's an Adonis, you know, he looks great. Brad Pitt's no Achilles. I mean, Achilles is like 6'8", swole with a giant putzo. And Achilles is standing over some dude he's about to kill, and he's holding his sword. And to paraphrase, maybe I can pull it up. I'm sitting here in front of my computer.
All right. Yeah.
But the guy is basically begging for his life, right? Yeah, and saying, you know, please don't kill me, Achilles, and this and that. And Achilles, you know, because everybody in the Trojan War knows that they're going to die, Achilles says to the guy, do you not see how fine a man I am and how huge? And I'm going to die here. And then he cuts off the guy's head.
Well, I don't know. I got a hard time kind of putting together the fact that Brian Cox was in the movie Troy. Remember that movie, Troy?
Well, I mean, that's not.
And now he's the dad in Succession. It's just a totally weird casting translation flip of the switch for me. So that kind of stuff keeps me up at night. But what you just described there about Achilles, you know, and the guy begging for his life, that kind of is how Saturday night went for UW against Oregon State. I mean, man, that was... We live in a world now, Petros, where UW has lost to Montana and Oregon State in the span of a month, and that's not right. It's not right.
No, it's not. But let me read you this quote.
Okay.
It's so great.
What quote is it?
Oh, it's from Achilles. He's about to kill this guy.
Oh, we're going back to that?
Yeah, I'm looking for it, dude.
I'd rather talk. No, I wouldn't. I'd rather talk.
Here
about
it is.
This.
Here's the Loeb translation.
Okay.
And do you not see what manner of man I am? How fair and how tall? But Achilles drew his sharp sword and struck him on the collarbone beside his neck. Yeah!
Wow. Well, that would describe what happened on Saturday night, man. It was.
I told you it was going to happen, didn't I?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I
say
did.
No,
I said the Beavers were going to gnaw your balls.
Oh, that's right.
It.
I did say that. You did say that.
I said that you were in trouble.
Yeah,
did I not say that?
You did. You did say that.
And, hey, it was a much better game than I thought it would be. Mm. I mean, I thought the Beavers would control it a little bit more. But Washington still got great defense and a good offensive front. They just don't have an offensive identity. I mean, you guys are lost. And your boy that you trade Star Wars guys with.
Wait a minute. Oh, Dylan?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
Dylan Morris.
Yeah, that was supposed to be between us, by the way, when I told you that.
Yeah, but that's why you protect him, because you trade Star Wars guys with him. He gave me 3 Jawas. I'm not going to call for anybody else.
It was a 4 and a Boba Fett.
So,
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Go ahead.
That's what the Pac-12 network broadcast looked like.
That like a hologram.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. My only hope.
All right, go ahead. Continue, please. About me and Dylan Morris trading Star Wars figures.
Well, I think they get in a situation where they have some success throwing the ball, but that's not going to win them the game. And I think the frustrating part for Washington fans is Sean McGrew's having success running the ball.
Yeah.
Kamari Pleasant's having success running the ball. What are you doing? And Cal's had a similar problem all year. It feels like when they run, they should have passed. And almost every time when they pass, they should have run. And you just kind of get really frustrated with a coordinator that seems to be chasing his money around a casino. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
And that's not the identity of what Washington football is supposed to be. What's the point of having a great defensive coach, and that's what Jimmy Lake is. Is he a great head coach? We don't know. But what's the point of having a great defensive coach and this big, giant O-line and guys like Olafosio if you're not going to play to that strength? If you're not going to play to that strength, you're going to lose games, and you're not going to be able to control games like, believe it or not, the Oregon State Beavers, who look like the best team in the Pac-12 right now.
Yeah.
Team.
Yeah.
Because they're the most balanced. Washington and USC combined have 82 4- and 5- star recruits. Oregon State has 3.
Now you saw that tweet too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I said it in the SC game that I did. I said that not one of these players was offered by USC. And I would venture to say the same about the Washington game, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
did Washington offer anybody that's on Oregon State's roster?
I would doubt it. I would doubt it. But here's
right, and here they are controlling football games. What does that tell you? They're well coached.
Well,
they have an identity.
They're very well coached. There's no doubt about that. And their identity in the game was to pound the ball down Washington's throat. They ran it 50 times for 200.
But when they tried to heat up Nolan, he got him. He hit that Anthony Gould late.
Yeah.
You know,
he threw for 48 yards though. And they lost the game. The Huskies have been beaten by two quarterbacks in Chance Nolan and Cade McNamara that have thrown for a combined 92 yards.
Yeah.
Chew on that one.
You're getting beat by teams that can run the ball. Run back at them. You're big and physical. Stop trying to dance around like you're Rocky training with Apollo Creed. Stand up and throw haymakers, for God's sakes. It was frustrating, but you know, when the game got interesting, when McGrew started running that wildcat and Pleasant, you know, caught that outlet and knocked somebody out on a third down, I texted my dad, like, this is a mother effing war, I texted him. And he texted me back, it is ground warfare. You know, we love that. You know? And I wish it, you know, Washington just, for some reason, and you see it, it's not just a Washington problem. And obviously, Washington has an identity problem. But you see it throughout college football where somebody is doing something that's working, somebody's identity is something that makes sense,
yep.
And for some reason or other, they get away from it because you pay an offensive coordinator hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You know, we didn't used to have college football where the team would come up to the line of scrimmage and then everybody turns their pelvis toward the sideline and waits for some coach to tell them what to do. You used to call the play in the huddle, go up to the line of scrimmage, and if the quarterback saw something, he'd change it.
Yeah.
Because he was sitting in the meetings all week, just like you were, and you understood the game plan. When they do this, we're going to do that. And then everybody's kind of on the same page, as opposed to just being told what to do, like your checkerboard pieces on a checkerboard. It's a football philosophy thing, but I think people suffer doing it too much.
Well, I don't understand. First of all, the fact that John Donovan's making what he's making should have no bearing on the style of football they play. You can have a great run game coordinator. You can have a great zone blocking scheme or whatever that's developed by an offensive coordinator. But here's the problem, Petros. It drives me nuts.
Meet any OC. Meet any OC that secretly doesn't want to just throw the ball all the time.
Well, of course, because OCs have aspirations to be head coaches. And head coaches, coordinators that put up points become head coaches. I get all that, but here's the thing.
I don't think that's it.
Well, but why would UW go away from that? What is perceived to be their strength when they've been either in or down at the most two scores at halftime in every game they've played?
Because it's like going to the casino. You hit that one pass early, and you can't stop yourself.
Mm.
And you say, and that's the coordinator thing. It's not that we're going to put up points and I'm going to become a head coach. You know, what you want to do is win. You know, win the game. And it's very interesting because they get like, you get obsessed with the real minutia of it. It's like being too close to a football program and knowing the whole history. And sometimes a guy with a national perspective has maybe a better vibe than you do. I mean, it happens with me with USC all the time because I'm just too close to it and it's too weird for me. It's the same thing with a lot of these guys who are coordinators. They just, they become so obsessed with the, oh my God, when the strong safety turns his hips, we can get him on the slant. And then after the game, they say, oh, we were so close. If the guard just made his block, we would have had. It's like, shut up. Run the ball. You know, do what you're supposed to do. Gain confidence, and then you'll be able to throw the ball down the field and gain all the confidence for your quarterback. But that's the thing. It's like they always put the cart before the horse. I remember the worst guy ever about this was Hugh Jackson. He was the worst because after, you know, if we won, he'd sit there in the film room and sit here and overly explain how smart he was and why he called this play, and that's why this was a touchdown. It's like, well, we're playing UNLV. They suck. You know, of course that guy's going to beat that. Like, leave us alone, you know? Like, the offensive coordinators are the scourge of college football in many ways.
Okay, so what are you saying then? That either A, Jimmy Lake should allow John Donovan to open things up more, which is not what you're saying, or it sounds like Jimmy Lake should fire John Donovan and coach the damn offense himself.
It feels like Jimmy Lake should get a handle on what John Donovan is doing, and if he wants him to run the ball more, then do it. You have to have, obviously what they're doing isn't working.
Of course.
And they're a much better football team, especially in their fronts, I believe, from what I saw the other night.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Than what they're showing game in and game out.
Well, they certainly should not have lost to Montana, and I think they should have beaten Oregon State because they have better talent. The Michigan game, whatever. I mean, getting hammered's one thing. You lose to Michigan, you lose to Michigan. This team, talent-wise, should be a 4-1 football team
But Oregon State's controlling the clock, controlling everything down the stretch, and basically holding you down with their foot on your throat. Like, that shouldn't be happening.
I agree. Hey, listen, before you go, I got to ask you, if Urban Meyer gets whacked by the Jaguars, would USC make a run at him, in your mind? Is he there? Are you there? Hello? What's he doing? I can hear him breathing. Are you there? He's like messing with his thing back there. His volume, his mute button or whatever. All right. I don't know where he went.
He fully down now, and I haven't. All right,
that's
heard
fine. That's fine. Maybe he just had no desire to talk about Urban Meyer. Maybe he's tired of idiots like me across the country calling, "Hey, would USC hire Urban Meyer?" I get it, but you know, listen, he's exactly right about UW, that they just got to start playing to their strength, and it's not about being down early. I mean, Jimmy Lake talks about wanting to get up on teams, so teams have no choice but to throw the football on them. UW has been in at halftime every single game they've played. They were up 7-3 on Montana. They were down 10-0 at Michigan. They were up on Cal 21-10. Oregon State, they were right there. 14-10 Beavers at halftime. There's been no reason, I think, in the second half of these games for UW to go away from what we think they do very well, unless we're just totally wrong about that they don't run the ball well. Their offensive line isn't that good. Their running backs aren't that great. This is a football team that is second to last in the Pac-12 in yards per carry offensively. So either A, you have to start drilling the ball down people's throat, like Petros is talking about, or just admit that you're not very good at it and start throwing it 55 times a game. Because this wishy-washy thing going back and forth isn't working. Is he gone? He's gone,
he's
right?
Gone.
Okay, he's gone. Will you check on him? Make sure nothing happened to him, for crying out loud. We'll get a break. Testimonials coming up. Kevin Harlan joining us at 5:05 as well, right here on 950 KJ.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.